This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So much of what you see today marketed under the label of science is complete bunk. And it doesn't mean science itself is complete bunk. Science is very valuable. I'm a scientist. I use science to help save lives and encourage people to eat clean food and things like that. But the science brand, if you will, has been fraudulently hijacked by anti-science organizations like the EPA, the FDA, the USDA, and of course, many different corporations from Monsanto to the vaccine companies and drug companies to commit fraud, really. And what's interesting is now a writer in Scientific American has actually started to call out these so-called skeptics who are pushing this fraudulent science. And skeptics, by the way, if you don't know, they are weird, deviant, pervert, info-terrorists, hate mongers. They're all weird people. Like one of them, James Randi, was caught on tape soliciting sex from some young guy at an arcade. You can hear that. You can hear that recording at bolinreport.com. Another one, David Gorski, is an info-terrorist, a pathologically insane, mentally deranged hate monger, an intolerant intellectual bigot. And he pushes vaccines and viciously attacks anyone who promotes natural health or nutrition or holistic medicine, things like that. So this writer on Scientific American, and his name is John Horgan, H-O-R-G-A-N. And I've written extensively about this particular piece on naturalnews.com if you want to read my article on it. But John Horgan has authored an article that's published at scientificamerican.com, and it's called "Dear Skeptics, Bash Homeopathy and Bigfoot Less, Mammograms and War More." Now, what he's saying in this article, essentially, is that these so-called skeptics spend all their time bashing homeopathy. That's their favorite target, because they don't understand anything about the quality of water, vibratory resonance, any of that. They're all stuck in the chemical materialism view of reality, which is already outdated. It's ridiculous. I mean, well, I'll get to that later, but they're bashing homeopathy and Bigfoot, you know, and they're always bashing people who believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or aliens, I guess, UFOs, what have you. But they never ask skeptical questions about their own industry. What about mammograms? Largely a complete medical hoax to claim that mammograms save lives. They actually harm more women than they help, by far. Mammograms emit radiation that cause cancer. They cause DNA mutations in breast tissue and heart tissue. And they produce a tremendous number of false positives, causing women to be treated with toxic chemotherapy and toxic radiotherapy, you know, radiation, and sometimes breast cancer surgery in order to remove the so-called tumor, which wasn't going anywhere anyway. There are lots of tumors all over the body that are inert in effect. They are slow growers. They will never kill you. You'll live your whole life. You'll die from something else before these tumors, so-called microtumors, are ever a problem. And yet the mammography scam is so effective at recruiting women into the cancer treatment industry, which is a for-profit industry that enriches info-terrorists like David Gorski, for example, that they have to keep pushing mammograms and pushing all the big lies about cancer. Oh, early screening saves lives or whatever. No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. If you look hard at the numbers, it doesn't. And so this guy, John Horgan, writing for Scientific American, says, look, you know, you skeptics, I'm paraphrasing here, you skeptics are cultists. He actually calls them tribal. He says they pat each other on the back and tell each other how smart they are compared to those outside their tribe. But belonging to a tribe, he says, often makes you dumber. And he cites Richard Dawkins and some other people. And he goes after the so-called skeptics in realms of physics and medicine and the singularity, you know, Ray Kurzweil and even Neil deGrasse Tyson and others. And he rightly points out that these skeptics never ask skeptical questions about their own little pet projects, their favorite theories, their favorite narratives. And so what he's pointing out, and by the way, this kind of article that you read from, what's his name, Hart Horgan, is exactly the kind of article that I started writing a decade ago on Natural News. It's just another example of how Natural News was 10 years ahead of the curve. You know, we started sounding the alarm on statin drugs a decade ago and the low-fat diet idiocy a decade ago and mammography. You know, we started calling out all these issues years before the mainstream finally begins to pick up on them. And today we're calling out the total science, the cult of scientism, and the intellectual bigotry and intolerance of the skeptics, and the total science fraud of the vaccine industry, for example. And as usual, you know, we were ahead of the curve on this. And right now we're doing pioneering research in my laboratory. I'm analyzing the elemental and chemical composition of vaccines, for example, using mass spec instrumentation. I'm looking at foods and supplements, dietary products, looking at their composition, looking at chemical contaminants, looking at pesticides, many different things, cutting edge stuff that nobody else is doing. And so it's very interesting to me and a little bit entertaining even to see that finally the scientific establishment, which is Scientific American, you can't get more establishment than those publishers. The scientific establishment is now finally calling out the lunacy and idiocy and intolerance of the skeptics. That's what's interesting about this. Now, you know, I got to tip my hat to people like John Horgan. And what's especially notable is that Horgan and I probably disagree on many things. He may not be up to speed yet on vaccines and what's really in them. I think he believes in man-made global warming as the cause of higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere. He and I may reach different conclusions on things, but that's okay. You see, as a true scientist myself, I honor those who honor the process of science. Science is a process, not a set of beliefs. It is not a rigid array of conclusions. Science is a process of discovery. And if you honor the process, you have to not only allow, but even encourage questioning. And this is what Horgan does. Horgan asks questions that no one else dares to ask because, oh, it's taboo in the scientific establishment. You can't question vaccines. Not allowed. You have to be an obedient worshiper of the cult of scientism. You have to blindly have faith in the narrative of the vaccine industry. Faith without evidence. And in fact, you are supposed to reject all evidence that contradicts your faith in the vaccine scientism. You see, that's why it's a cult. And that's why it's tribal, as Horgan explains. And he gets it. And so I honor people like Horgan, even if they have different conclusions than I do. We don't all have to agree on all the same conclusions. But what we do have to honor, if we are going to be legitimate scientists at all, is we have to honor the process of science, which is looking at the evidence, even evidence that contradicts your current beliefs, evidence that contradicts your current conclusions. And a real scientist, you will find, will change their minds on things as they learn more, as they gather more evidence. And this is why you find a lot of whistleblowers like Dr. David Lewis, the EPA whistleblower. He sounded the alarm on biosludge, and he eventually, of course, was punished and professionally harmed by the EPA and that anti-science regime, which is the EPA, because Dr. Lewis questioned the total lunacy of the EPA's so-called sludge magic explanation, where they say it's okay to grow vegetables in this recycled human feces and industrial waste because, according to the EPA, all the toxins are locked into the soil and are never released. And this is of course, complete scientific lunacy, but it's the EPA's official position. And it's the reason why right now you can go to your local hardware store like Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can buy bags of so-called organic fertilizer. And it's not organic like you think of food as being organic. It's organic because it contains carbon molecules. That's it. It's a chemistry term. It's organic versus inorganic. Yeah, it contains human shit. That's organic matter. But it also contains mercury and lead, cadmium, pharmaceutical drugs, birth control pills, BPA, industrial waste, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, everything that you can imagine is in that stuff. And it's toxic. And Dr. Lewis asked the question, hey, wait a minute. Should we really be putting this on children's playgrounds? Should we really be putting it on city parks? Should we really call this safe to use for home vegetable gardening? And for that, his career was targeted and attacked by the EPA. And yet Dr. Lewis is a real scientist, like I'm a real scientist, asking the big, big questions. Wait a minute. These so-called organic rice protein products from China, what's really in them? Oh, and I have an update for you on that. I've just resumed testing. At least one company that promised they would remove all the heavy metals from, not all, but they would reduce heavy metals in their products. I've just tested their product new for 2016. Guess what? High cadmium. And still a pretty high lead too. So they abandoned their promise to the public, and I'm going to expose them. Okay? I'm going to publish that information. You see, Even though I'm known as a nutritionist and a natural products advocate, I'm willing to ask the questions of my own industry, the natural products industry. Are your products really safe? Are you testing for heavy metals? If it's certified organic, why isn't it clean? You see, I'm willing to ask these questions, but the skeptics of the vaccine industry are never willing to ask questions about vaccines. They will never ask, why is there mercury still in flu shots? Why are we injecting children with mercury? Why don't we have single dose vials? Why don't we spread out the vaccines a little more? Give a child's immune system time to recover. You know, they're not even willing to ask that. Or why is there formaldehyde and MSG and aluminum in these vaccines? Why don't we nourish children with vitamin D first so their immune system could actually respond to vaccines instead of just pumping them full of more inflammatory chemicals and adjuvants to try to create an inflammatory response that, oops, results in autism and other serious neurological harm. You see, the vaccine zealots, who are cultists, they are unwilling to ask any questions of their cult of scientism. Now, if that sounds familiar, revisit the history of the church. In the history of the church, you're not allowed to question the existence of God. You're not allowed to question the origin of life on earth or even the origins of the universe, because the church had its explanation, and its explanation had to be accepted as a matter of faith. No questions allowed, and anyone who dared question it was considered blasphemous and probably condemned to death. Well, the same is true today with the vaccine industry and the cancer industry and the psychiatric drugging industry. No questions are allowed. Anyone who questions, even just a simple question like, wait a minute, could we make it safer? Even that kind of a question is considered blasphemous. You are considered a scientific outcast. You shall be targeted, maliciously defamed on Wikipedia, which is run by the skeptics, by the way. You shall be censored, blackballed in the media. You shall be criticized and labeled anti-science, even though you're the only ones practicing real science. You see how that works? The vaccine industry is a cult. It is a dogmatic, faith-based religion of scientism. It has nothing in common with actual, real, legitimate science. It's not based on evidence. It's based on obedience. Obedience to their narratives. And the narratives are fiction. Think about the fictional narratives of the vaccine industry. Oh, when you get a vaccine against measles, you're protected against measles. That's a fiction. And the way you know that is because in virtually every measles outbreak in America, who gets infected? The kids who are already vaccinated against measles. It's a hoax. They don't offer you protection from measles. They don't work. They're based on fraud. We've even covered the False Claims Act. Virologists who used to work at Merck said, hey, management ordered us to spike the blood test with animal antibodies to trick the FDA into thinking that our mumps vaccines were working when they weren't. It's all a fraud. But you can't question the fraud because it's a dogmatic cult. It is a faith-based belief system that cannot tolerate any questioning whatsoever. And in that way, it is not science. It does not qualify as science. They can call it science, but it's a misappropriation of the label. The very concept of science inherently demands the ability to ask questions, to look at new evidence, and to, in essence, overthrow the old belief systems with new understandings. This is what science is good at when it is used correctly. But when it is exploited and abused and fraudulently misappropriated, then it can cause mass death and destruction, the maiming of children, the autism in children, the vaccine adverse events, and also the lack of acquired immune function, which actually predisposes those children to be infected with other diseases that they're not protected against, even though they think they are. And part of the vaccine, the false science vaccine narrative, is to blame the unvaccinated. Wait a minute. Unvaccinated children can build their own immune defenses through a process called immune response. I mean, how do you think vaccines even work? They inject a virus into your body, and then your body has to respond to that virus and build its own immune defenses. Well, you can do that without a vaccine. In fact, all of your ancestors throughout human history were doing that themselves without a vaccine. And as a result, your body is damn good at it. You have some amazing nanotechnology. It's all designed into your DNA, into your chemistry, into your, if you will, biological wisdom to survive infectious diseases by having your immune system build your immunization for you. It does it automatically. You don't need a vaccine to be immunized. All you need is exposure to something with a strong functioning immune system that can build the antibodies itself. No vaccine required. You see, but this explanation is eliminated from the entire vaccine narrative. Most people believe that vaccines themselves offer a kind of a passive immunity, like you're injected with defenses. Doesn't work that way, but no one bothers to explain that because the vaccine cult doesn't want people asking questions like, hey, are there other ways to build immunity? That question is a threat to the cult of scientism. So anyway, it's great. I'm going to wrap this up, but it's wonderful to see that now the scientific establishment itself, people like John Horgan, are so fed up with the complete bullshit of the science skeptics that even they are now starting to ask questions and expose these skeptics as being cultists. You know what's funny is, people like me, we represent the real science. We are the new science, the new wave of independent science. No ties to government, no ties to corporations, no ties to academia. We are independent, true scientists, free to practice science in the way that it was done historically by the great pioneers of science. People who created new understanding, who made new astonishing discoveries without having to bow down and worship some obedient cultist narrative by the status quo. So you can't find real science at the EPA. You can't find real science at the FDA. It's all politicized fake science. It's all for profit, you know, to defend the corporation. At the EPA, for example, it's there to allow corporations to dispose of toxic waste by calling it safe biosludge, but it isn't safe. That's why those organizations are anti-science, and the universities, almost completely taken over by corporate money. What kind of corporate money? Monsanto money, which is the most anti-science, poison-pushing, even satanically destructive anti-life organization that has probably ever existed on our planet. And yet it's real scientists in independent labs like my lab at cwclabs.com that are producing the real science now. We are the future of science, not government-funded science. That's just politics. You think government gives grant money to scientists who question the narratives on global warming, or who question the safety of biosludge, or who question the safety of vaccines? No, they get no money. In fact, if you even apply for a grant with that kind of angle, you get blackballed. So it's a church. It's a religion. It's a cult. And I, for one, I reject all cults. Not interested in obedience to some person or some philosophy. I am cognitively adaptable. I'm willing to change my mind based on new evidence, and I have many, many times. I've expanded my understanding, learned new knowledge, and updated my internal belief system based on that new knowledge. That makes me one of the true independent scientists operating in our world today. And there are many of us, people like David Lewis, people like Rupert Sheldrake. Who else? Who else is out there? Lots. I mean, too many to mention, really. Lots of independent scientists. And so it's time to reject the cult of scientism. It's time to take a serious look at homeopathy and not just reject it out of hand as a taboo subject. What if there's some quality to water that we can't detect with our scientific instruments? Something that maybe in the future we'll be able to detect when that detection equipment is invented, but today we can't detect it. Do we just declare it doesn't exist, or do we look at the function of the water and actually do some tests, do some randomized trials, and take a look and see, does it really work? Well, the truth is a lot of those studies have been done, and it does show that there's something else happening there besides just the chemistry of the water. There's a quality to the water. Homeopathy is not based on bunk. It's based on something that we don't yet fully understand. We can't fully quantitate yet. It could be an entire incredible realm of new science. And we should at least explore it. We have to be curious. We have to be interested in discovery. Otherwise, we stay stuck in the past. We stay stuck in the materialist, mechanist view of biology and medicine, which is outdated and doesn't really work. You know, the era of antibiotics, okay, it was an awesome discovery to find penicillin. But now we have superbugs because we've had too many antibiotics. Now we have people who are stressed out. We need to understand mind-body medicine. Now we have a mass awakening happening across our planet. We need to understand the nature of human consciousness. We need to understand the frequencies of healing light. Can you heal through light? Of course you can. Light is medicine. Sound is medicine. Nature is medicine. But we need to understand it better. And so we have to be able to do research into these realms without being called lunatics by the scientific establishment, which is a bunch of intolerant, bigoted cultists. And so, actually, I'm going to continue my research no matter what the scientific establishment says. I'm the kind of person who is a disruptive scientist that has historically been part of the kinds of revolutions that move science forward. Science has never taken leaps forward by adhering to the status quo narratives of the day. You think Einstein could have come up with his theory of special relativity if he was an obedient worshiper of Newtonian physics? Of course not. You have to be willing to think outside the box, so to speak, or outside space-time in that case. You have to be able to have the personal courage and fortitude to challenge the status quo and say, I don't believe that we know everything yet. I'm curious about the universe and nature. I'm curious about healing and medicine. I'm curious about light as medicine. You have to be incessantly curious and internally determined to expand human understanding, even when the world around you may not yet be ready for it. This is how revolutions take place. This is how science moves forward. By individuals, a very small number of individuals being willing to say, I don't believe that we know everything yet. I think there's more to be discovered, and I'm going to follow that path, and I'm going to look at new evidence, and I'm going to, if necessary, overthrow in my own mind old belief systems that no longer fit the new data that we are seeing. That's real science. And so, join me in this journey. I'm going to be doing some really cutting-edge, amazing science at cwclabs.com. It's already underway. We've got a lot. I've completed a heavy metals analysis of 8 new food groups I'll be releasing over this summer. And we've begun looking at the chemical composition of things like biosludge using a liquid chromatography, mass spec, time of flight system. Yes, we have an MSTOF, which is pretty rare, actually, in a lot of labs. Most labs aren't willing to even attempt to run a time of flight system because too much data, too many unknowns in the data. You know, it's a huge data set, but I love it because it lets me find unknowns, things that I wasn't looking for. I can find and identify molecules, and I can confirm them through a number of ways: fragmentation patterns, retention time on liquid chromatography, the isotopic mass distribution, all these things. I can identify and confirm new chemicals, new substances that I wasn't even looking for. That's why I use a time of flight system. So anyway, I'll be bringing you that information and news. Stay tuned in to naturalnews.com and also cwclabs.com for all of that information. And recognize that as you're tuned into my work, you are, in fact, tuned into real, legitimate, independent science that is happening today despite the cultism and the intolerance of the scientific establishment. But that Berlin Wall of intellectual obedience is starting to crumble. And that's what we're seeing with this article by people like John Horgan in Scientific American. They're starting to say, wait a minute, if we're going to be scientists, we got to question everything, including our own industries. We got to question mammography. We got to question the safety of GMOs. We got to question the bullshit narrative behind vaccines. And that's the correct answer. Of course we do. We have to question everything, especially the status quo. So thank you for listening. I apologize for the profanity, but I hope it's appropriate in context here. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My book, Food Forensics, is coming out this summer. Find it at foodforensics.com. And my website, of course, is naturalnews.com. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.